a Kangaroo Fern production.
Coming up next on That Podcast is Change.
So the best advice I can give a budding podcaster is that write down 12 episodes that you are really passionate about. Pick one that you really want to talk about and just go with it. Record yourself from intro to outro. Listen to it again. Ask your friends and family for feedback. And then keep fixing it. Because the key here on starting a podcast is consistency. You don't need the best equipment. You don't need the best cameras.
You're listening to That Podcast Exchange. The show that will provide you valuable information and advice from world-class podcast experts to teach you the best practices to be successful in podcasting. The show for early-stage podcasters and service providers to give them the latest trends, news, and new opportunities in the podcast industry. Now, on to the show with your host, Miko Santos, the founder of Kangaroo Fern Media Lab.
Welcome to another episode of That Podcast is Change. This podcast is an insightful conversation with the people at the top of their game and deconstruct them to find the tools and tactics and tricks to help you achieve your dream goal as a podcast producer. My guest today is Kelvin Tay, the founder of Renegade Radio Malaysia, a podcast network dedicated to producing the best work that Malaysia has to offer. Founded in 2018, Renegade Radio hosts a variety of shows from literary review podcasts to video game discussion, bringing together exciting melting pot of Malaysian perspective to the podcast scene. Please welcome to the show, Kelvin Tay. Hi, Kelvin. How are you?
Thank you for that introduction, Miko. I am doing well. What about you?
Yeah, good, good. So my first question to you, Kelvin, when starting a new podcast, what are the key factors a manager should consider to set the show up for success?
Oh, that's a fantastic question. When it comes to starting a podcast, I feel like the first and most important thing is you need to have a battle plan. You know how whenever people start a business, they always have a business plan. You have your mission, your vision, your target avatar, and at least the direction of where you want to bring your business to. I feel like the same has to be done for a podcast. As much as if you want to start this as a hobby or if you want to start this as a business, you definitely need to have a podcasting battle plan. What we call it here is a podcast battle plan with what kind of topics you want to talk about. Do you want to do this solo? Do you want to do this with a co-host? Is this going to be a candid conversation style podcast or is this going to be a storytelling narrative? And the list goes on and on and on, right? Just speaking from experience, I feel like I have seen so many people who came up to me and like, hey, Kel, I want to start a podcast. And I was like, yeah, great. What's your plan? And they're like, yeah, I just want to start a podcast. Okay, fine. What's your podcast about? About this and that, you know, I don't want to talk about this and that, you know, compared to those who actually come to me with a full on plan. It's like, you know, here's my vision, here's my mission, this is where I want to bring my podcast to, these are the people I want to talk to, etc., etc. So a successful podcast, to answer you, you need to have at least a basic battle plan of where this podcast should go.
So you're saying you have to have a concrete plan before you start a podcast. It's just not just record it and then forget.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, right? I think prior to this interview itself, we had a discovery call last week and I told you, right? Yeah, it's not hard starting a podcast. You can get a mic, you can get a camera, you can speak behind the mic, and then what?
Yeah, great. I agree for that. So you are a podcast producer and, as I said, founder of this Malaysian podcast network. How do you start being a podcast manager, podcast producer? Is that how did you start on into the podcasting scene?
Oh, that's the I mean, I've mentioned this a couple of times in prior interviews as well. I started into this journey about 5-6 years ago, back in 2018, and back then in Malaysia there was basically no there wasn't a podcasting landscape at all. It was a barren land, and the amount of podcasters out there, you can literally just count with like one hand in Malaysia specifically. And I've been a fan of podcasting way before that, during my uni days. This was about easily 8-9 years ago. So how I became a founder of a podcast network, that was your question, right? It's about 5 years ago. I was coming home from a family trip. I'm based in Kuala Lumpur. So I was coming up from Johor Bahru. That is about a 4 hours drive. It's a city down south. I came back. There was nothing else to do. So I was listening to a podcast the entire journey. And I was thinking, like, an idea hit me. And I was like, there is basically no podcasting scene here in Malaysia. What if I were to start one of my own? And I went home, did a bit of research. Really, again, you can count the amount of podcasters here in Malaysia with one hand. And I reached out to a friend and said, like, hey, bro, would you like to start a podcast? And we start doing our research, scripted our first episode, recorded our first episode. And I remember that podcast was called the Seram Podcast. And Seram is scary or spooky in Malay. And we started our very first horror podcast. It was terrible. It was something that I'm really proud of back then. But, you know, looking back in hindsight, it's a very basic, simple, unpolished podcast. But yeah, from there, started learning the processes of podcasting, started understanding how to produce a podcast. It was a lot of research, a lot of hitting into different walls just to figure out how do you properly produce and create a podcast from what I like to call now ideas to earbuds.
So in relation with that producing or production of podcasts, when you starting out, just like me as a podcast producer and producing different podcasts for different people as a client, when you're starting producing your original podcast for your network, as a podcast producer, as a podcast manager, what do you think are the biggest challenges facing your podcast production today?
When you mean podcast production, do you mean like the back end of podcast production, or do you mean the entire process itself?
So the as production, so how, as a podcast manager, producer, what was the late challenges, biggest challenges to you on your business? Yeah.
Oh, okay. Understood. I would say when it comes to production, I'm speaking exclusively from the point of view as a Malaysian podcast producer and as a Malaysian podcaster. Right now, I would say the biggest challenge is adapting the podcast into video format itself. Because the podcasting scene here in Malaysia has pivoted into more of a vodcast point of view than what we traditionally know as what podcast is, which is purely audio, purely narrative. I mean, it's a form of digital radio where you can just listen to it anytime, anywhere, right? But right now, the scene has, I would say, 99% adapted into video. If you have a podcast, you must have video. And if you talk to people about podcasting here in Malaysia, the first thing they'll think about is, where can I find it on YouTube compared to where can I find it on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts? So the biggest obstacle for us when we really want to puncture through the Malaysian market is we have to relearn how do we produce a podcast with video and audio in mind.
So you're saying some of the podcasters now, it's more into video instead of audio. Do you think this is gonna be a trend now in the future when they say podcast, it should be like in video instead of audio?
I feel like it's a double-edged sword, right? But just looking at how technology has evolved, specifically technology in podcasts has evolved, when you create a podcast, you create it with the intention to gain audience. You create it with the intention to have followers, right? You definitely want to build to grow. And I don't know if it's a fortunate thing or a unfortunate thing. In order for us to grow in today's day and age, we definitely have to leverage and utilize social media. And some of the biggest social media too that I can name immediately, it's that TikTok and Instagram, right? And for you to really target the audiences you want or just have that exposure for your podcast, you definitely have to have what people call micro content. And we tried both video and audio micro content, which is like a capsule content of a 60-second view or like a 60-second highlight of your podcast in video and a 60-second capsule highlight of your podcast in audiogram. Lo and behold, the video one works a lot better, right? I mean, I don't have the data right now. I have to pull up my phone to check the data. But just looking at how the audienceship that we've gotten from our own internal shows and also our client shows, video, it's definitely the way forward in Malaysia.
Like what you hear so far? Make sure you never miss a show by clicking the subscribe button now. This podcast is made possible by listeners like you. Thank you for your support. Now, back to the show.
Can you share a success story or accomplishment that you are particularly proud of in your career as a podcast producer, production?
Okay, you have to understand. I did not come from a production background. Everything that I've learned today, it's through the school of hard knocks and you know, so many hours of going into like obstacles after obstacles. I'm from an entrepreneurship finance background, right? And I know nothing about production when I first started. So one of the biggest success stories I can say is Asia Podcast Festival, I was helping up with a Singaporean friend of mine. Her name is Raven, and she's the founder of Asia Podcast Festival. And one of our shows got nominated, which is the Mandarin show called Qing Cun Pao Wu Xian. And that show translated to English, I mean, it can be loosely translated to Pillars of Life. And it's just talking about the journey of adolescence going into adulthood, talking about love, talking about relationship, talking about family, etc., talking about work. And we got nominated as one of the best original content in Asia. And that was definitely one of the achievements. And back then, when we first started that podcast, it was just an idea between me and my other friends. We were like, hey, there's no Chinese or Mandarin-based podcast here in Malaysia. Let's try starting one. And we were very happy when it got recognized not only in Malaysia, but in Singapore, in Indonesia, in Taiwan as well.
Mm, that's interesting, amazing. So you start, because of that, it started your podcast journey as well.
I mean, I can go on and on when it comes to like podcast success stories. Another example I can give you is this other podcast that we helped co-produce called Two Book That's Talking. And it features the two hosts, Honey and Diana. And when they first started their podcast, their dream was to get free books for review. And also they want to interview internationally known authors. And we worked on that for about 6-7 months. And eventually we actually got international authors flying in from America and also Singapore, and also some homegrown Malaysian authors into our studio. And we had a fantastic conversation. And up till now, we still have some friendly partnership with book publishers in Singapore and Malaysia, where we get books for review. So yeah, again, I can go on and on like the achievement, because everything for me is such a highlight and I can actually be proud of.
That's fantastic. So how do you stay up to date with the latest trends and development in podcasting?
A lot of homework. So sometimes during my free time, it's just going on Pod News, for example, just to see what are the latest highlights. I have a group with other local Malaysian podcasters as well. And maybe once in a month, we will all just meet up over drinks or dinner, just catch up with everyone. Meeting industry experts such as Norman, I believe he was one of your guests on a previous episode as well. And people like Simon as well from Triton Media, just to understand what is the what is the podcast landscape like, not only in Malaysia, but around the world, and how we can adapt it into our own in-house shows and how we can help our clients build their shows from good to great.
Amazing. My last question to you, Kelvin, what is your advice would you give to someone who is thinking to be a podcast producer, a podcast manager? How they can start in the industry?
It's funny because I just made a social media video on this, telling people to just plan it out and start your podcast. But if I were to give you proper advice on how to start a podcast, is that no idea is a bad idea. Because everyone have this great idea on a certain topic that they are so passionate and they believe in. And yes, you should start a podcast. But again, it's not as easy as coming up behind a mic, talking about your podcast, talking about your passion. You have to plan it all out.
Thank you so much for that. To our audience and listener right now on That Podcast Exchange, how can they connect with you, or if someone wanted to contact you?
If you want to connect with me on all things podcast, you can reach out to me on LinkedIn. You can find me on LinkedIn as Kelvin Tay. That is KelvinTay.
Kelvin, thank you so much for your time for our podcast. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your time too. Thank you for this opportunity, Miko.
Thank you so much. So that's Kelvin Tay, the founder of Renegade Radio Malaysia. See you again for another episode of That Podcast Exchange. This is Miko Santos. See ya.
If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe so you're notified when a new episode is posted in Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, Stitcher, or via RSS. While you're at it, if you found value in this show, rate and review this podcast and share it with your friends. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us